Zadanie pierwsze. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie nagrany tekst. Przed wysłuchaniem tekstu masz 30 sekund na przeczytanie pytań.
When they ask me about school and I don't answer fully, they always tell me, "You never tell me anything about school." But they really won't ever understand unless I sit down for like 3 hours and talk to them. I just don't feel like telling them about my whole life. School's kind of separate from home, and I like to keep it that way, very much so.
Just make sure there's a time set to talk about stuff like college. Because if it's like they'll corner you at every dinner whenever you're in the car, or I'll be in the shower and my mom will go in to brush her teeth and bring it up, you tune them out. But if they say, "Okay, every Tuesday night from 6:30 to 7 we're going to check in about how college is going," then you're prepared for it. And you know that then you're not going to have to deal with it all the time, every day of the week.
I also hate it when my parents assume that anything I don't want them to know is negative. Like if I'm opening my email, my mom will come over and stare at me, so I won't type in my password yet. And she'll be like, "Well, why aren't you checking it?" And I'm like, "Because you're watching me." And she's like, "Oh, well, now I really want to know what's in your email."
I agree. We need some privacy. Our room, for example, should be left to us and no one else. We keep it how we want it, and we like it that way. So to go into our room and do whatever you want to it, rearrange things how you want it, it's like having your next-door neighbor go into your house and rearrange your table or your armchairs.
You know, in my family, it seems sometimes there always has to be a conversation about, "Why are you acting like this?" or "Why are you so unhappy right now?" Sometimes when you're in a bad mood, you just want to sleep it off, or watch some TV, or just do something to calm down. Sometimes you don't know what the reason is, and maybe it's just something as simple as being tired.
Yeah, that's right. And I'm just walking in the door, and the first thing my mom does is, "You know, you have to go and wash the dishes, right? Come on, man. Give me some time to rest. Let me get a good 5 minutes to sit down and think."
When they ask me about school and I don't answer fully, they always tell me, "You never tell me anything about school." But they really won't ever understand unless I sit down for like 3 hours and talk to them. I just don't feel like telling them about my whole life. School's kind of separate from home, and I like to keep it that way, very much so.
Just make sure there's a time set to talk about stuff like college. Because if it's like they'll corner you at every dinner whenever you're in the car, or I'll be in the shower and my mom will go in to brush her teeth and bring it up, you tune them out. But if they say, "Okay, every Tuesday night from 6:30 to 7 we're going to check in about how college is going," then you're prepared for it. And you know that then you're not going to have to deal with it all the time, every day of the week.
I also hate it when my parents assume that anything I don't want them to know is negative. Like if I'm opening my email, my mom will come over and stare at me, so I won't type in my password yet. And she'll be like, "Well, why aren't you checking it?" And I'm like, "Because you're watching me." And she's like, "Oh, well, now I really want to know what's in your email."
I agree. We need some privacy. Our room, for example, should be left to us and no one else. We keep it how we want it, and we like it that way. So to go into our room and do whatever you want to it, rearrange things how you want it, it's like having your next-door neighbor go into your house and rearrange your table or your armchairs.
You know, in my family, it seems sometimes there always has to be a conversation about, "Why are you acting like this?" or "Why are you so unhappy right now?" Sometimes when you're in a bad mood, you just want to sleep it off, or watch some TV, or just do something to calm down. Sometimes you don't know what the reason is, and maybe it's just something as simple as being tired.
Yeah, that's right. And I'm just walking in the door, and the first thing my mom does is, you know, you have to go and wash the dishes, right? Come on, man. Give me some time to rest. Let me get a good 5 minutes to sit down and think.